you're going into the studio to, because it just sounds like it was going to be released. So you're in the studio at the moment. Is this one of the new tracks on the album?
That's this is most likely to be actually the first confirmed one on the EP.
Yeah, because it sounds like a single as soon as you play it. Yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah. So what are you putting? Are you just going to be you and guitar, or are you going to build it up with sort of drums and stuff? Or
I'm playing around with it at the moment because I've always been into having like a band sound when I record my songs in a studio.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to be able to add all that stuff when you can't do it live and you can't do it by yourself. So I'm playing around with the sound a lot with it at the moment, but I think it's going to all have the acoustic guitar still like buried in it and just built upon with drums and everything, just make it sound cool, I guess.
And when you go into the studio, are you doing everything? You've got somebody like an engineer, and you're basically producing it yourself as well?
Well, I work with a producer in Suffolk named David Booth, and he's a very good musician in his own right. And we kind of work between us to fill out the song with, he'll play drums and a little bit of bass maybe, and we'll all fill in little piano parts and different guitar tracks and sometimes a bit of mandolin and things as well. So kind of work together on it and get sounding good.
You've been doing a lot of the festivals. You've done the Ipswich Maritime Festival. That was just recently. And you did the Brentwood Festival as well.
Uh-huh.
How did they all go?
Brentwood Festival, I always find really fun because of the atmosphere. It's always very, very busy and very, I don't know, everyone's very excitable. And it doesn't matter how early you're on in the day, because there's always like people there and ready for the whole day and want to have a good time there. And that was good. They had quite a big stage for the second stage this year, and quite a few people as well. And I also did an interview with Nikki Mills from Phoenix FM as well.
She's, you'll see her in a minute. She'll be walking past the window soon.
So Brentwood was fun, and I played that last year, so it was fun to go back as well.
Yeah.
And Ipswich Maritime Festival the other day was interesting. I actually played on a boat.
Yeah.
They set up a little stage on the top of this barge and pulled it up to the side of a bar at the waterfront and had a like big bar set up next to it as well. Luckily it didn't rain or anything, but there was an interesting moment when I was in the middle of a song and I just started seeing everything move to one side. The boat was slowly like floating over a little bit, so that was interesting.
Where's she gone? She's sailing down the river. Just give it some wave.
Didn't
playing
go too far, really.
I was going to say, with your lyrics, do you kind of write where you strum a chord and you go oh, and then you write your lyric, or do you write your lyrics first? How does it work? Or do you play some chords and then you just start singing along and the words flow out?
The structure of my songwriting tends to be that I come up with a set of chords first, or like whatever might sound good on the guitar to me. And this is normally the point at which I'll get my phone out and start like recording a voice memo or something, my iPod or whatever, and try and get a bit of a melody going and try and get it set up in my head what would be a verse melody and a chorus melody, and sing that over and over these chords and just try and get words out of it. I find that words will come out of my head if I have something to say.
Yeah.
And I'll just kind of keep doing that and keep singing no until I can fit words in. And the songs I normally go on to use and put in a set or whatever, the songs that get written really quite fast, like words will come out pretty fast when I do that.
Yeah.
So I end up with a lot of half finished songs where I have like the whole of the chord set up and all the melody going, and I'm just singing along to the melody going no, and maybe lyrics now and then, but it ends up like a half song because that's maybe normally the last bit that comes from me, the lyrics.
Yeah. That'd be good to put it on the album, though, because I remember Coldplay did a little song, and I remember it's on their first album, and the song is about 90 seconds. It's not even 90 seconds, and you just, as you start to go, and it stops. So it's nice just to throw in. Songs don't have to be, you know, 5 minutes or 6 minutes long. I was saying to you before, sometimes when people do write, because it's something you're interested in, sometimes the tendency is to have, like, six-minute songs, which is all right if you enjoy them, but if you're playing new music to people, it's try and get everything kind of pushed into quite a short amount of time. So when you go out and do gigs, are you doing sort of three or four when you actually go out, or you do more? Is it like 10?
Normal set time for a gig would normally be around 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And for me, that's maybe 7-8 songs, because I'd say my songs are normally quite short.
Yeah.
And within that, I'll normally get mostly my own songs and then maybe one or two covers, depending on how I feel. I just quite like to play covers every now and then.
Mm. And it's good to be able to turn up with your guitar and sing. It's, you know, I was saying, Sophie sings as well. Okay. Sophie's on work experience. She sings as well. And it's just getting... You put your hand up to wave. Oh, was that a tiny bit? I thought she was waving. It was like, what's going on?
I don't like that.
No. that's way I know, we're just both staring. Sorry to stare at our guests and frighten them. We mustn't do that when we're on air. But I was saying, if you've got a guitar, it's nice to be able to go out and play.
Yeah.
You know, it's always, even with the piano, you've got piano, it's so bulky to like drag it around. It's much better with a guitar on your back. Yeah. Now, what's the next song? And is this off from the new EP? Or
The next song I'm going to play was actually on my last EP. And it's called As Our Finest. And it was kind of written about throwing the idea of love and hate together. And just maybe two people being at the bitter end of something.
Lovely. Here we go.